I tried to bring it up a little higher. It didn't go so well.
It's quiet, too.
Thanks. I've recently been scolding myself for basically scream talking on the podcast, and it's just because I get so excited. And also, I'm just a very loud person. But I don't want to annoy anyone or break anyone's eardrums because I don't want to get canceled.
This is a great volume.
Thank you.
I'm a it's really uncomfortable screamer. For me. Screamer.
Oh, really?
I've been scolded so many times just by strangers and coworkers. Anytime I get off the phone, they're like, "You were screaming."
Really?
Oh shit.
I've been kicked out of a library before. I'm not kidding.
I just have old ladies yelling at me on public transportation or just in public while I'm on the phone.
Like, oh, mind your business.
I'm it.
Mind your business. I have like one more story I want to tell you. I'll just tell you now on the pod. So today at work, this has nothing to do really with our topic, but I'm sure we can find a way to segue it in. Today at work, so we're still requiring masks at my specific place of work for a multitude of reasons, even though the general mask mandate has been lifted in BC. This woman opened the door and I just was like, she was like at one footstep in the door and just as my habit is, because I do this 5,000 times a day, I was like, "Hey, can you please put a mask on? Like, that's just our..." She literally, like, scoffs. I don't know what the word is, but she, like, put her hand in my face as if to, like, tell me to, like, fuck off type thing. Then walked out and slammed the door before I can even finish my sentence. So I was like, "Oh, okay." And then her son came in, this scrawny, cute little boy. He was probably 13. And he was like, "I'm so sorry. I'm so, so sorry." And I just like had this realization in that moment, like justice for the kids who have Karens as parents.
Oh my gosh.
Because like that sucks for them. Like that, luckily I grew up with like two really cool, liberal, awesome parents. But like I even know some kids who I used to teach dance. Like I know they had that type of relationship with their parents where it was like obviously they love them, but they were just got like secondhand cringiness and embarrassment on behalf of their parents because their parents were just like not hip with the way the world is now. And I felt so bad for this boy. And then his dad apparently yelled at my coworker and said that I refused to serve them and all this. So the boy came back again and he was so cute. He's just like, "Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day. Like, you were amazing." And all this, like, trying to make up for his stupid parents.
He's going to grow up to be such a good person.
It's true. I just felt so bad for him having to have those people as parents because they were truly not nice and not pleasant.
That's a hilarious story. I noticed that some people, if they have Karen parents, they just become Karen humans, which sucks. But I love seeing the children with Karen parents who just want to be the opposite.
Yeah.
I so root for them. And agreed. We just snaps for all the innocent kids with Karen parents. We love you. We're here for you.
So, given the drama that I'm sure you guys have seen all over social media and the news about Johnny Depp and Amber Heard, kind of has just been sparking some conversations about cancel culture and how that's kind of a gendered subject and... obviously their Johnny Depp's example of getting like canceled, so to speak, in the industry and getting dropped from all these movies and stuff. That's just one example of many of, I guess we could talk about like celebrities and public figures getting canceled. Because that's just like a very prevalent topic in the world we live in 2022. And I think it's something that most 20 somethings live in fear of, saying the wrong thing, accidentally having a slip of the tongue or whatever. Even if you're not famous, I'm still scared of getting canceled, let alone imagine being followed by a whole bunch of scrutinizing people. So yeah, we're going to chat about that. Do you have a specific opinion on canceling people? Do you think it's needed? Do you think it's unnecessary?
You were mentioning cancel culture for celebrities, which is totally fair, but I'm noticing it more and more with politicians and generals in the military, stuff like that. And agreed, if you have a really shady story that just exposes that you're a really shitty person, in some ways you should be canceled. But my heart really does go out for people who are innocent, because these days anyone just out of jealousy or someone who just wants attention can call the news and be like, hey, this military general sexually harassed me when I was 18. And even if that's completely made up, this person's career is forever over. Mm-hmm. So that's just one thought of mine related to cancel culture. It only just because I had an experience at work with a crazy person who made up that I was harassing and bullying them, and I almost lost my job because of it. And then the person even admitted that they are crazy and they made it up. Mm-hmm. And I'm not even a man, and it wasn't related to me sexually harassing someone. So
yeah.
I just saw my life like flash before my eyes. So I can only imagine for, I really feel for the innocent people out there who are canceled wrongfully.
My general thought on this, to break it down into like one key point, is that there's a difference between doing something that is illegal and doing something that is just unlikable. Mm-hmm. So if someone tweets something that doesn't sit well with you, that's not illegal. Even honestly, even if someone says something racist, which is horrible, not condoning that, but that's not usually illegal unless it's like full on hate speech or something, then it can get into, you can get into the nitty gritty. If someone rapes someone, drugs someone, kidnaps someone, blackmail someone, those are crimes. Those are punishable by law. So when it comes to cancellations, I think, I don't know. Like, I don't think we should just write off the whole notion of canceling someone, because I think the point of trying to cancel people is to show potentially other people who are thinking of maybe doing the same thing that there will be consequences for these actions, and that, you know, we don't want to give people positions of power and money and success if they're not, if they don't deserve it. So it's just like, you know, you don't want the next generation of people to grow up and make the same mistakes because these people have gotten away with it. And I think I get that standpoint where it's like, if you let too many things slide, then it's just going to be a slippery slope for the forthcoming generations. You know, when you get into the weeds of it, there's also the question of like learning and rehabilitation and, you know, people being flawed and people being biased and sometimes having implicit biases that they're not even aware of, and sometimes people having had a different education than you had or having grown up in a different generation. And it's funny how most of the time we're willing to make some allowances or give people not so much the benefit of the doubt, but give people, you know, a little talk and forgive them. Let's say your grandparent or your uncle or even your parents, they say something that isn't really politically appropriate, or maybe they use the wrong term. You know, you might get a little cringe a bit and just be like, hey, by the way, like, you really shouldn't say that. And but you're not gonna cancel them, especially if they're your family member or like a long-term friend. I mean, if they do that type of stuff all the time, that's a different story. But when a celebrity makes that same mistake, it's like off with their head, which I get, because you don't necessarily have like personal love for them. But I think a lot of times public figures or celebrities are not really treated as human beings and not really given. And I think that's just part of jealousy. Like, that's part of the territory. If you're going to get all the perks and the pros of being a celebrity, then you kind of have to deal with all the crappy stuff. But I just feel like in most scenarios, when someone gets pummeled on, like, nobody wants to see a child get bullied on the playground by 20 other kids. Like, even if that kid who's getting bullied is a total asshole, nobody wants to see that dynamic, because anytime people gang up on someone, it's a sickening dynamic. Even if that person's not a great person, those type of power imbalances always make me uncomfortable, because I just never feel like anyone should be attacked like that from multiple people. So imagine being attacked collectively by like millions of people. That's just not, like, that's traumatizing.
It is traumatizing. Mm-hmm. But also imagine if they're attacked and for the wrong reason, like they're innocent.
Yeah.
So that's just my issue. I feel like people will be pegged as guilty before they have a fair chance of defending themselves. And then even if they are afterwards proven innocent, their reputation is over already.
Yeah.
Okay, question for you. Should we cancel Will Smith?
No. Will Smith is the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. No. Listen, what he did was wrong. Technically illegal. He hit someone.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. So put him in jail for 30 days or make him do, punish him. Make him go to therapy. Make him go to anger management. We don't need to write off every single potentially positive thing he's done or uplifting. Like, this is where I struggle because it's like, how many good things has Will Smith done for the world, for black people, for black kids, for whatever? Like, he's a great artist. He's a great, for the most part, I do think he's a good guy from what I've seen. I don't know him. And he's obviously going through something right now. Who knows what mental struggles? Maybe he's dealing with addiction. Who knows? I don't know. But, like, should we write off every single other good thing he's put into the industry or put into the world because of one bad moment? I do think he should be punished. Like, he's been banned from the Oscars for 10 years. Cool. Like, we're punishing him. He's being chastised by the whole world. Like, it's opened up a dialogue. All these things are positive. But no, I don't think he should be canceled. If he obviously, like, if this was a recurring thing, for example, like, he was punching everybody, that's kind of a different story. Because then at that point, it's just like, okay, you didn't just have a one bad day or say one bad thing. You're, like, a bad person.
But say if he wasn't punished, then he could potentially go around slapping everyone.
But I think punishing and canceling are different things.
Agreed.
Yeah. Because, like, canceling is just, there's no leeway. Like, it's just like, okay, you're done. And another thing that I think is interesting is that, and I know this turns people's or grinds people's gears when you're like, yeah, but it was a different time. But there is something to be said about that argument with a grain of salt. Don't get me wrong. Rape has always been rape. Murder has always been murder. Don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's a little hard sometimes when we're like someone who's in their 50s, you know, maybe uses the wrong vocabulary or uses the wrong metaphor or whatever, tells a story that's not super politically correct. But when they were 20 and they're telling the story from that frame of reference, like, things were very, very different. And things are moving so fast now. Terminology is changing. Pronouns are changing. And I think it's great. But I'm able to keep up with it because I grew up in this era. I have my phone. I know how to use social media. I know how to ask questions properly. Some of these people, and even, like, my own family members have been guilty of this. Like, sometimes we watch old movies, right, from the 60s, and we're like, ooh, that didn't age well. But you just, you know, you sit and you watch it and you move on because you recognize that it was made in a very different time. But when it comes to people, sometimes people don't allow for that leeway. And I'm not saying you use it as an excuse all the time, but it's just something to keep in mind that not everybody is going to have the exact same frame of reference and the exact same education as you received in 2022.
Yeah, we need compassion for our boomers. We need compassion for whatever generation is older than the boomers. There's this thing right now going on in the military. I think so many Government of Canada organizations have this, but we're just trying to ethically improve our workers in the Canadian government. And so we have this open dialogue on just, it's the idea of this, it's called CODE. So it's like some sort of Canadian something, ethics. I don't even know.
Diversity, what it equity.
Yeah, yeah, something like that.
I think it's like integrity, diversity, equity or something. We have to do it too for work.
Okay. Anyways, trying to make us all better people in the workplace, which I love. Mm-hmm. But the whole point of it is understanding that we're of different ages, different background. Let's just try to hear everyone out and respect each other. And this one 50-something-year-old man who works in the same building as me, he was getting very heated and fired up. And he was trying to explain that he doesn't have a problem if someone identifies as a lesbian or gay or anything like that. So he was emphasizing that that's not his issue, but when he enrolled in the military, it at that time was maybe not illegal, but it was not, you were not allowed.
Don't ask, don't tell.
Not even that, like, you were not allowed to be in the forces if you identified as, like, gay or lesbian. This was an actual law in the military.
No, I know, yeah.
And so he was just trying to remind us. He was like, listen, when I enrolled in the military, like, for me to be a good coworker or a good military member, like, I had to support this rule. And now all of a sudden, like, you're telling me, after I've been in the military for so many years, like, that I'm gonna get fired if I'm not okay working with a gay or lesbian person. So it's just very interesting just to listen to everyone's perspective. Mm-hmm. How you, yeah, like you said, you could have just been raised in a different time, and all of a sudden you're expected to just understand everything that the millennials and Generation Z people grow up with. So yeah, it's fair to just try to be patient with the older people.
And I'm not saying that you need to just tolerate bad thoughts, bad behavior. Like, I do think each person collectively, individually, has a responsibility to better the world, to try your best to grow, to learn, to improve, to keep with the times, to open your mind. It's easier for some people than others. Some people are very stuck in their ways. But I just, like, I'm always trying to grow and improve, and I'm young, so I guess that's part of the deal. But I still think people in their 80s should be trying to learn and grow and improve. And the world is never going to stop turning, and I kind of just feel like if you're not moving forward, then you're falling behind, and that's, you know, going to catch up to you at some point. Now,
so true.
Another sort of cancel culture topic that I want to get into, because I'm very passionate about this. I've gotten in many arguments with many people over this.
Ooh.
If someone is being canceled,
okay,
does their whole catalog of work, aka their music or their movies or their paintings or whatever, should those be canceled as well? Or do those stand alone as independent pieces of art?
That's really hard. I know your opinion is no.
No, I don't. I don't think that.
Yeah.
I don't think, yeah. And
which is fair, but you have to look at it. So even if this artist comes out as a rapist, do you then still feel the same way?
Listen.
It gets tricky.
It's tricky. I'm not saying it's tricky. I'm not saying it's not tricky. I just feel like
art should be appreciated. I get that. But it does get complicated when you then find out that artist does, like, inhumane things.
I know.
If they're just saying the wrong pronoun, like...
No, I know.
All good.
But listen.
But if they're doing volatile things.
I know, but what if you just, like, really love that movie and it's, like, your favorite movie?
I feel like it could be tainted, though.
Yeah, but, like, for example, I know Kevin Spacey is canceled. He, I believe, sexually harassed, like, young boys or something, fucked up. Hate that. I friggin' love the movie American Beauty. It's, like, one of my favorite movies of all time.
You're allowed to.
No, but I've been told by people that that makes me a bad person.
No.
Or that I'm not allowed to. So that's when I come to the opinion. And then once upon a time, I was once, like, a Chris Brown song came on. This was, like, years ago. And I was just, like, singing along because it's, like, a good song. And this guy is just like, are you fucking serious? You support that man? And I'm just like, it's a good song. Like, I'm just like, it's a bop. Like, I don't know what to tell you. Like, does that make me a horrible person because I'm playing, like, it's not even like I'm putting the song on, but, like, can't a movie be a good movie or a song be a good song as a standalone, like, piece of content or piece of art? And so that's just, I'm not saying I know the answers. It's just an interesting topic.
Yeah.
Because, like,
there's no right or wrong to that topic, I know, in my opinion. Like, it's so personalized.
And nowadays, every guy, like, literally every man over the age of 50 is being accused of horrible things, which I completely, I believe. But for example, Chris Noth or whatever his name is, who's in Sex and the City, he's one of the main characters, just got accused of sexual assault by two women. Does that mean I never watch Sex and the City again? No, I'm not fucking doing that, because I love Sex and the City. It's one of my favorite shows. So it's just, like, one of those things that stresses me out, because I fully had people say to me, like, if I were you, I would never, ever watch American Beauty again. And I'm like...
At that point, you just got to keep it a secret. But if you like someone's artwork and movies and this and that, and
I guess.
They're a sexual harasser. You just got to keep
that to
yourself.
But what about, like, thousands of other people who also worked on that movie? Are they all just going to, like, be erased from the world because of one person? Like, it just fucks with my head a little bit. Like, what about all the other actors? What about the director? Like, it's like all their reputations kind of also get tainted a little bit, too, because they were somewhat affiliated with this person.
There's no right answer, and it's just unfair, and it's a shame because life's unfair.
Just an interesting topic to think about, guys. It's something I think about all the time. It's just, it's one of those things that keeps me up at night trying to come to terms with this well, thing.
Another example of that is our world, most of it, is canceling Russia, literally. Starbucks is like, we're not going to work there. McDonald's is saying the same thing. Endless companies. Our world is literally trying to cancel that country. And there's millions of innocent Russians as well. So you can argue, well, do they deserve to suffer? It doesn't work that way. Because, sure, there are plenty of innocent people in Russia. But overall, the world is just trying to make a point. So the point is, hey, you can't invade other countries and start a war.
I guess.
So it's the same thing. If there's a famous movie and the main character did horrible things, yes, it's unfair to other characters in that movie who are innocent and have their movie canceled. But it's just the greater picture, which is don't harass people, don't do this, don't invade other countries. So it's not fair. But you just need to side with the greater movement, I guess.
Yeah, but like, when is it going to go too far, you know?
Well, our whole world is too far.
It's too much. It's too much.
Like, there's a war. There's
innocent
people dying.
I agree with you. Like, I think so much of the cancel culture is setting precedents, right? Like, whether it be you are going to have consequences for your actions or whether it be like, we are no longer not believing women. Like, we are always believing women, but it's gone too far in the opposite direction sometimes, where it's just like a woman can make any random accusation, like Amanda said, and be believed, because it's so dangerous now to not believe a woman, because with everything, when it comes to political correctness or whatever, everything is just like swung almost too far the other way. So now people are just so scared to even speak or even have a contrary opinion.
Yeah, there's been an overcorrection.
Yeah.
No doubt about this.
So I think, like, a real sign of, if I do say so myself, intelligence and wisdom and complexity is to look at all of these situations with nuance and to look at them from, yes, a societal, sociological perspective, but also from a human perspective of, like, it's one thing to cancel a movie that's in production or something because that person had a scandal come out, because it's like, okay, there's not really a need to make a new opportunity for this person. But if the movie has already been out for like 20 years and people like it, and it's just like one of those things, like, what's the point? I don't know. It's not really going to punish this guy if you do that. It's just, I just hate when I'm deemed, we've talked about this. If you guys want to hear our, what was that episode? Oh, woke culture. Mm-hmm. That was a good one. We talk about this whole thing about how everything seems so personal, like a personal attack now. Mm-hmm. And like, I don't want to be deemed as a bad person who is prohibiting violence against women or prohibiting sexual harassment. Of course I'm not prohibiting. You guys know me. Like, come on, I'm not. But you get judged that way, deemed that, by listening to one song or watching one movie. And it's like, whoa, how did I become the criminal all of a sudden? Like, it's just, it's a little bit much for me. Like, if you're really going to make a stand, then, like, sign a petition. Go to a rally. Like, but, like, to just, like, oh, I'm boycotting that movie. It's like, okay, who's really going to, like, notice that except for you, to be honest? Anyway, this episode's probably going to get me canceled, but it is what it is.
No, I do agree with what you're saying. That's fair. But, again, if I really, really liked a song and it was produced by Vladimir Putin, like, fair for people to want to attack me if I was like walking around listening on my iTunes to his song.
Okay. Songs, for some reason.
This is an extreme example.
Like, R. Kelly. That's a good example. Do you know any?
Yeah. So the documentary.
Yeah. R. Kelly has been canceled. Fair. Like, I don't listen to R. Kelly's... I mean, Ignition... Let's be fucking real, guys. Ignition is a great song. Okay, cancel me all you want. Ignition is a good song. But no, I don't listen to R. Kelly. They're not... No one's going to be caught dead playing R. Kelly in a club or whatever. But what about Michael Jackson? How about that? Like, some people say we should cancel Michael Jackson because he was accused. I don't even think it was ever proven, but he was accused.
I don't think it was either. But he again, that's a different story because it's not like an extreme.
Okay. So, no, I'm just saying it is different. All of these are, all of these cases are super unique from one another. I just, honestly, some people who are super, super liberal and like super woke have told me, have said, I refute, like, I think we should cancel Michael Jackson. I think we should like delete all his music off iTunes. I think we, and I'm like, you're fucking crazy. Like, he is iconic. Like, yes, he was a complicated, problematic person, but like, to take his art and his impact away from his history and away from the world, to me, is a crime in and of itself. Because it's like, yes, he did potentially bad things when he was, but like, he also did a lot of really amazing things for pop music, for Black culture, for dancers, for everything. It's like, how can you be so black and white about it? Like, I just. But then people have more allowances, I find, for people who are pulling their heartstrings, like Johnny Depp, right? People are like, but it's Johnny Depp, you know? So if it's someone who's like a homegrown hero or even a politician who you've believed in for years, sometimes it's harder to condemn them versus like some random person you don't even know that you don't care about. So that plays a factor in it too. And I think gender has a lot to do with it as well. I think men tend to be like more easily forgiven or like justified, like, oh, you know how men were back then or whatever, you know? And women, you know, it's been the same way in society for a long time. Women often get demonized or villainized for being crazy, being controlling, being vindictive, whatever.
Manipulative. Oh, the list goes on and on.
Yes, yes.
A whore.
Yeah. She was asking for it. Yeah. It's like, anyway. 2018 was like the height of cancel culture. I think it's simmering down a little bit now, but that was after like the Time's Up movement, the Me Too movement. That's where I think like the nuance and the critical thinking comes into play. And we don't know these people. We don't know any of these people. Like, we're all just making assumptions based on our own bias, so.
Or based on the bias that the information is being, like, so the news is biased, or whoever's making that social media article, their bias, stuff like that.
But at the end of the day, I do think we should, of course, protect women, support women, stand by women. Does that mean that we always, without any sort of critical thinking or discussion, need to take the woman's side? No, not necessarily, right? Equality is equality. It's supposed to be equal for both genders. But I do think for many, many, many years, women were
silenced,
overlooked, just not given proper resources to deal with things like domestic violence or sexual assault. So I get it. It's amazing that we are giving women this platform and we're supporting them. But, you know, overcorrections can sometimes be dangerous, and it's just horrible to see anybody lose their entire life. Honestly, like, I'm such a sympathizer. I'm like, I'm an empath. Ew, I hate when people say that. But like, even someone who's a horrible person, I still honestly feel like a twinge of sadness for them if their whole life has fallen apart, because like, it's just, that sucks. Like, even if you suck, that sucks for you. Like, it's just,
I just feel like their whole entire life is.
Yeah, ruined. It just seems so sad. Extreme to me. Even when people go to prison, I just feel horrible for them. Like, even if they technically deserve. And I know
but then again, if you were like sitting there on the trial for the person who murdered someone and that person was your kid, like, you would want them to suffer miserably.
Absolutely.
Forever.
But the point of prison, in theory, is supposed to be for rehabilitation. That's not what prison is. Like, that's not...
I don't know if that is the point of
prison. No, it is.
But for some people, that isn't the point. It's so the person can just suffer the consequences
of their
actions.
No, but that's, like, actually what it's supposed to be for.
I'm Googling it.
No, it's true. It's true. It's true. I'm serious. I mean, I'm sure back in the medieval times, it was just like, let's just torture people. But like in Sweden, Amanda, like in the, in like Denmark, Sweden and stuff, like they fully rehabilitate their convicts. And that's why they have the lowest crime rate in the world in the Scandinavian countries.
Yeah, but there's prison farms. There's different kinds.
Yeah, but
like there are prisons.
The prisoners in
there are that exist with the point to help the person like grow and become a regular human.
Yeah, not so much in the States though.
Integrate into society again, but no, not in the States.
Well, that's kind of what I'm talking about, but like
that's not the point of prison.
No, it is. I'm pretty sure. Like, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, one second.
Or at least that's what they're telling the world. Like, or maybe it's different by country, but, like, I know the purpose in the Scandinavian countries, I've read many articles on this, is to rehabilitate and release these people back into society to be functional people in society.
And yeah, different kinds of prisons, but that's not the point of prison. Maybe in some countries, but our definition of prison is a building in which people are legally held as punishment for a crime. So it talks nothing trying to fix them. What do you mean?
Like you said, our definition. Who's our?
The North America.
Okay. I'm like, not mine. Yeah. That's not mine. No, I think that's stupid. I think that's absolutely ludicrous. It's absolutely inhumane to lock someone away for their entire life without any chance of growing, changing. One thing, if you are a literal psychopath like Ted Bundy, who's just going to keep murdering people no matter what, but like some of these people get arrested when they're 18 and they're like desperate or whatever. And it's like, oh, you're like, I just think I just have a lot of issues with the prison system. I think it's not really a good system. You're literally just herding people in there like livestock. And there's actual proof, statistical proof on other countries who have done it differently and who have given their prisoners more of a fair chance to like feel respected, feel valued. They don't go back into prison. They go out into society and they excel. That's not the way it is. It's a damaging cycle in the States where people just come in and out of prison because they can't function on the outside because they've been just like treated so oppressively on the inside. And
for sure, yeah. It's not going to make anyone a better person. And it's no different in Canada. And it is horrible if there is an 18-year-old or 19-year-old who goes to prison for decades because they were caught with marijuana on them, which in the USA, mm-hmm. like being caught with weed, which is legal in Canada, you can go to jail for many years for that. So, of course, that is a horrible thing.
Or just anything, like stealing a car or but like whatever. But the definition
of prison is in no way to it make is. Someone better.
It is.
You are wrong. It That's is. Fine. No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
I just Googled it.
But that's one bias. That's one. Not everything's North America. There's other countries who probably have different motivations. But that's different
programs still. There's like different kinds of punishment for a crime.
Okay, well.
But the point of prison is a building so someone can be.
I agree.
Locked there and suffer for the crime they committed.
I agree. But that's very medieval and very archaic when you say it like that. That's what it is. Functionality wise, that's what it is. I agree with you. But I think marketing wise, these prisons be out here like, we are really trying to give our inmates, you know, the ability to do this and to like program with other resources. So when they get out of prison, they'll get a job and we're giving them, you know, outdoor time so they can exercise. No,
that doesn't happen here.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's like they pretend. Yeah, no.
Now I agree with you.
Oh my God.
Now I agree with that.
They pretend that they're trying to rehabilitate their prisoners.
Yeah, no, that's not happening.
But that's not happening. It is happening in some countries and it's working is what I'm trying to say.
Of course. Of course there's so many studies for that.
So works. When someone, like when...
Again, prison farms.
To think of someone going to prison for 50 years for something they did that was horrible, while I think they should be punished, I don't like the idea of anybody going to prison for 50 years unless you are fully like a sociopathic murdering monster. It's just like that to me is a fate worse than death. Like I truly can't imagine being in, like, so. And especially knowing that they're probably not going to have any potential to ever get any semblance of a dignified life at all. Like, no chance to make amends or learn or grow, because they're just going to be treated like a piece of trash essentially and just rot away in there. And it's just very overcrowded. The system is broken. We all know this. Like, the prison system is broken. Anyway, I'm not saying people should just be let off the hook, but cancel culture and that type of stuff is just so extreme. And I think the statistics have shown that, like, it doesn't work. Like, it doesn't actually benefit anyone. It doesn't make things better. In fact, it just is making society more crazy and more tense.
Oh, yeah. And no, absolutely. Most people, once they leave prison, they do go back because they've in no way grown or just become a better version of themselves for society. They've become worse.
They've been broken down, right? Yeah. Like, they lose all sense of potentially, like,
so for value. Sure, the prison system is broken because it's not helping people in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah. And I think cancel culture in some ways is, like, I guess the reason we're even getting into this conversation is it's like a
Band-Aid.
Yeah, it's like people think they're doing good by, like, let's cancel this person and ruin their lives. It's like they think that that's going to, like, they think that maybe that's karma or that's the right thing. But, like, it ends up, like, if honestly, it brings way more negativity and bad vibes. And, like, it just, it's not, it doesn't really work. Like, I don't know what the right answer is. I think let the justice system take course, like with R. Kelly, or like with, like, whatever's going on with Johnny Depp and Amber Heard. Like, not that the law system is infallible, but it's like the law will prevail in those cases. But with certain things where it's like, cancel this lady because she was mean to her gardener and all this, it's like, okay, I think although their intentions are right to, like, set a good precedent and to not stand up for bullying and or to stand up against bullying, sorry, it often causes way more damage than anything. And, like, I've listened to a lot of podcasts of people who have been canceled, and they're very open about it, and it, like, truly ruined their lives and, like, made them want to be, like, suicidal. Who gives you the right to make someone else feel that way? Like, when you, I know for a fact every single person listening to this has some skeletons in your closet. Just go on back to your 2010 Facebook page, and I'm sure you're going to read some things that make you cringe. You're just not in the public eye, and you don't have trolls going through your old messages. Create a dialogue about it. Educate people. Use it as a potential opportunity, like, as a PR move. You can just be like, look, this was horrible, but I'm going to sit down with this expert and talk to them about it, and we're actually going to explain why that my old tweet was horrible. And we're going to, like, I'm going to do my best to educate you guys or whatever. Like, but nobody's even given that opportunity to do that, because it's just like, nope, you can't say anything. You can't defend yourself. You can't justify yourself. You're done. Do you know what I'm saying? So it's like,
for sure,
these could be good opportunities for learning and for advocating, potentially. If you gave these people a second to process what's happened to them, maybe they could create a good movement. You know what I mean? Like,
you should start a movement. You should be the CEO of Let's Stop Cancel Culture. Let's cancel culture.
Exactly. That should be the title of this episode. That and the Man Haters Club. No, yeah. Cancel all men. No, as much as I can't stand men, I just also can't cancel them. Even, like, ex-boyfriends, I can't even cancel them. Like, I don't.
You want to cancel canceling.
Yeah. I just think, like, I'm such a messed up person, and I'm so complicated and convoluted and deep, and I'm like an onion. I got so many layers, like so they say in Shrek. So many layers. And I...
Some layers make you cry. Some layers...
Yeah. And I don't want to ever be painted with one brush stroke as this is who Sarah is because she said one thing or did one thing. Like, I think that is just so inappropriate and so mean and so, honestly, like, unintelligent. Like, I think people who can...
Well, it's close-minded.
Yeah,
like you said, if they say one thing wrong throughout their whole career or life, that doesn't mean they're that statement.
Yeah, so I don't know. Like, maybe people were saying too much back in the day, but feels like people can't say anything anymore. And I don't know if that's better or worse. Like,
I don't know either.
Just, it's
But I definitely feel like I have to bite my tongue a lot of the time.
Me too. But I'm kind of growing out of that a little bit. I don't know. I've noticed myself lately since the breakup. Maybe it's just because I give no shits anymore. But I'm like just saying whatever the fuck comes to mind. I'm wilding out over here. You guys are going to have a fun few months with me, I'm telling you. But anyway, I hope that we potentially opened up your mind to some things.
We almost had a fight.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I got over it.
No, it's okay. We'll...
I still love you.
I love you forever. All good.
I think it's setting a good example.
Yeah.
How you can agree to disagree and still get through it and still love each other.
But then
hear each other out too.
Yeah. Every podcast pairs of hosts always get into some sort of debate. Like it always happens at some point once you get comfortable. Like it always happens. So that was like an initiation. Apparently
prison is our triggering topic.
It's a good topic to get in a debate about. It really is. So all we're saying, I guess, is just keep an open mind. Listen, learn, examine, criticize, like an analyze. I was going to say analyze. Analyze.
That's a good word.
Because things aren't always what they seem. And human beings are not one-trick ponies. They're complicated, messy creations. And I think for the most part, choosing patience and empathy pays off for the most part. But of course, people who commit crimes should be punished for those crimes. I just do wish the prison system was a little bit more humane. But that's another topic for another day.
I wish for the world for all of us to be as compassionate as Sarah.
Aww. Oh my God, that was the cutest thing ever. World peace.
Yeah. World peace. Yeah, you don't give yourself enough credit for actually how kind you are.
Oh, thank you.
But me and the listeners know.
Oh. Okay, Amanda has a review, guys.
This is from our listener, Aaron. I love listening to Amanda and Sarah. It feels like I'm hanging out with two good friends. They always chat about topics that are important, interesting, and fun. Super relatable. I'm obsessed.
Oh.
Thanks, Aaron. We love you so much, and we're obsessed with you more.
We are obsessed with you. Okay, well, I guess we can wrap it at that. I know it's been a heavy one, but it's been a good one.
I'm sweating.
I know. On a lighter note, probably next episode we'll be recapping Selling Sunset Season 5. I binged it, no lie, in 5 days, and I think I'm going to rewatch it because I just was so much to process. But Amanda's going to watch it soon, and then we'll recap it for you guys. You know how we feel about Selling Sunset.
I'll probably binge it in 2 days, too.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
Yeah. So maybe if you hate our reality show recap episodes, you'll hate that one. But you still got to support us either way, guys. Even if you don't listen, leave a review, you know, leave a 5-star, follow us on Instagram, all those things that I preach every week. It means so much. I still am... you know, ready to make this podcast the most successful podcast in the world.
You got this, Sarah.
I'm trying. I'm trying, guys.
It's happening.
You know, my life has really spun out of control in the last few months, but the one thing that I still got, and I know that I got, and I know I'm good at, is the podcast.
You still got your pod.
And I got my baby girl, Darla. That's all I need. It's so true.
Okay. Goodbye, everyone. We love you.
We could go on all night. Goodbye.